This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mesquite. Sometimes when I'm out and about, driving, walking, wandering in the desert or in the hills, something will catch my eye that seems amiss. "That ain't right," I'll mutter. "What's wrong with this picture?" And since I spend a lot of time looking at plants, the "that ain't right" moment happens when I'm looking at plants, looking at a landscape. Could be a domestic landscape, a park, a campus. A wild landscape, desert, scrub, woodland, forest, something catches your eye, or I like it out of the corner of your eye, and you stop, you turn your head, and you focus. "What is that?" you might mutter. As you wait for the synapses in your gray matter library, neurotransmitters are snapping. "I recognize that. That's a China berry in an oak woodland, and that's exactly what happened recently, cruising a dirt road with Ms. Mesquite." Stop the truck, roll backward, gaze out the driver's side window at a China berry tree in an oak woodland. These, "that ain't right," or these out of place plants, the "what are you doing there" plants. It's fun to spot these old landscape plants, or they could be escaped or abandoned near an old ranch, or it could have been an apple core thrown out a window, a peach pit thrown out a window. Ms. Mesquite and I found apple trees up in the woods. Friends have told us of old orchards at abandoned homesteads. Here's a good one. A friend of mine emailed me a couple years ago. "How about that apricot tree on the Pinery Canyon Road up to the top of the mountain?" Oh, man, only plant geeks notice an apricot tree in a forest as you're driving up a dirt road to the top of a mountain. Cool. Here's a good one. I-10 off-ramp at Dragoon Road. I-10 off-ramp, corner of my eye. Arborvitae. An arborvitae next to an emery oak. Crazy, right? Crazy fun. That's what it is. It's really a blast. Okay, here's one more. One more. Maybe a couple more. This one I love. If you're a Tucsonan, you know this one. Jujube. Ziziphus jujuba. You find them in old neighborhoods. You're cruising in an old neighborhood. You're admiring the landscape. And there are these spots where there were old grocery stores owned by Chinese families, owned and operated by Chinese families. And you'll see this little thicket, small thicket of plants by the sidewalk. Jujube, Chinese date, growing wild by sidewalks. Oh, and speaking of jujube, I-10 on-ramp, Benson, Arizona, headed east, out of the corner of my eye, Ziziphus jujuba. What is that doing there, right? Oh, my goodness. That, and you see it out of the corner of your eye, you're doing 65, 75 miles an hour trying to get on the freeway. Oh, okay, all the plants I've mentioned, the "that ain't right" out-of-place plants, are exotics, not native. But I have the same reaction, with natives, the double take, the "what?" For example, cruising a grassland at 4,800 feet, approaching an oak woodland. Stop the truck, roll backward to gaze and ponder a blue Palo Verde. Small, 6 foot tall, but a blue Palo Verde. I turn to Ms. Mesquite. "That's a blue Palo Verde, right?" "Looks like it," comes the reply. 4,800 feet, grassland, woodland. "You're in the wrong biome, dude," I say to that blue Palo Verde. "But listen, you're beautiful." "Yeah, you are." Hey, I'm Petey Mesquite, and this has been Growing Native.